Hey there, welcome back, family. Today I'm here to share some essential insights that might just catch your attention. If you've been wondering whether those old flames, those friends who turned out to be anything but, or just people from your past are still keeping an eye on you, I have some significant news. You've been drawn to this message at exactly the right moment. Your energy led you here, to this video, because this is exactly what you need to know. Yes, they are definitely still watching. They're quietly observing from behind the digital scenes of your social media, watching your every move with keen interest. Here's what's happening. They are tracking your progress. They're really nosy about how much you've changed and grown since the last time they were in your life. Or perhaps they're holding their breath, waiting to see if the negative things they said or did to you have left a lasting mark, hoping to spot any signs of the damage they hope to inflict. Here's the straight truth. These people haven't stopped spying on you. They're hiding in the shadows, observing, and secretly hoping that they're doing better than you. The thought of you succeeding, of you thriving and blossoming without them, really bothers them. Believe it or not, there's no one more obsessed with your life, no one who pays closer attention to what you do, than someone who claims they can't stand you. It's a strange truth. Often those who act like they care the least are actually the ones who are watching you the closest. Absolutely, they're keeping tabs on you. They're out there, lurking in the shadows, trying to get a sneak peek into your life now that you've gone your separate ways. So why not give them something that'll really get them talking, right? When you're firing up your social media, steer clear of turning it into a diary of your down days or a continuous rant session. Shake off that cloak of negativity that could easily cling to your updates. Instead, why not pack your feed with bursts of positivity? Flaunt how well you're handling things, how fantastic you're feeling, and how you're absolutely killing it in the style department. These folks, these watchers from the wings, they're on the lookout for any sign of defeat, any hint of a frown, hoping desperately to see that you're not doing well without them, that somehow your life has spiraled since they took their leave. But here's the deal. Let's lay it out plain and clear. Those gloomy desires they're harboring don't stand a fighting chance. Because as we all know too well, the devil is nothing but a liar. Every single separation that's guided by the Holy Spirit is crafted for our ultimate good, without a single doubt. If you've been divinely led to put distance between yourself and someone else, there's a rock-solid reason for it, and that's all the reason you need to hold off on reopening old doors to past relationships. Keep pushing forward, not backward, because your path is aligned with something much greater. So when you're out there online, make sure you're representing the joy and peace that come with that divine separation. Show them through your posts that anyone removed from your life was cut out for a good reason. Display the happiness and relief you feel not being tied down to what was holding you back. Prove that you're not just sitting around moping, questioning why things happen the way they do. Instead, you're living your best life, grateful for the blessings in disguise and the paths that are clearing up for new opportunities. All right, make sure you tune into my channel, and when you do, be sure to flash that winning smile. Show the world how well you're doing, and don't hesitate to shout out the blessings the Lord has showered upon you, both on your social media and in your everyday life. Make it crystal clear to those peeking into your life that everything is more than just fine. Remember to declare the goodness in your life loudly. God is good, I am loved, I am thriving, I am motivated, and I walk with my head held high. And while you're broadcasting that positivity, look sharp. Keep your hair styled, your outfits on point. Pay attention to keeping your body healthy. Stay active, eat well, hydrate plenty, stick to your skincare routine, and take good care of yourself in every way. Loving yourself is key because when you do, it radiates outward. The care and love you invest in yourself are always visible, and trust me, it's something that can't be ignored. Show everyone that life doesn't just stop because they stepped out of it. Show them that you're doing just fine, with or without them. You've got the ultimate ally on your side, God Himself, guiding and leading you through everything you faced. So step out with confidence, keep glowing, and keep growing, because you have divine backing, ensuring that no matter what, you keep moving forward, blessed and unstoppable. So take heart and know deep down that God's favor is unmistakably present in your life, that you are deeply cherished, and indeed, you've got absolutely nothing to fret about because you're in good hands. But yes, those folks out there, they're watching. People still sneak peeks, trying to check if maybe you've stumbled, if maybe you're struggling, or if perhaps the negative vibes they sent your way have knocked you down. But here's the real deal. Their efforts haven't worked, aren't working, and won't ever work, because you've got the ultimate backup. God is in your corner, always ready to fight your battles. Today, I just want to pump someone up to really put on a display, to flaunt how blessed you are, to showcase the abundant favor God has draped over your life. Make it clear that this isn't even about them. They just happen to witness it. They're on the outside, looking in, experiencing your life secondhand. It's about you and your walk with God. They're perpetually on the lookout for gossip fodder, so you might as well give them something worth talking about. Let them chatter about how evidently good God has been to you, judging by the joy and positivity you splash all over your social media, right? So I really want to make sure we're zeroing in on what truly matters here. This isn't about those folks from your past. It's about recognizing how good God is and ensuring that if anyone decides to check up on you, they'll see nothing but positivity because you're in step with the Lord, right? So yeah, that's the real talk, y'all. I'm sending this message out into the universe, hoping it finds those it's meant for. I pray it uplifts you today and inspires you to keep your head held high. Don't let anyone catch you slipping. Keep that frown off your face. And on social media, please don't be out there showing a face full of tears, broadcasting your lows, or slipping into those DMs or posts about missing someone and wanting them back. Nah, we're not about that life. They chose to walk away, remember? Keep it upbeat, keep it graceful. Show everyone that you're more than okay, that you're thriving, not just surviving. Let them talk about that instead. Let them head on out. If God has made the move to cut someone from your life script, just throw your hands up and shout out a big thank you, Lord, because he's always on top of the game. He's tuned into the chats we aren't hearing. He's chilling in those spots we can't reach. You gotta believe that if he's pulled someone or something out of your lane, he's done it for a killer reason. It's all to lift you up. So keep flashing that big old grin. Cling to that deep down joy in your heart. Hold tight to that peace that's so profound, it goes beyond what words can explain. Keep living that good life, knowing everything's aligned just right above. Carry this peace with you every day, in everything you do, and through every message you share. If this message resonates with you, please feel free to like this video and subscribe to the channel for more insights. I'm looking forward to connecting with you in the next video. Take care, family.